Welcome back to Lawless Lady.
True crime,
but cuter.
So much cuter.
So cute. My favorite tagline ever. I'm your host today, Jenna.
And I'm also your host, Ellie.
And we have a great episode for you today. We're getting into a nice groove with the podcast, and I've been watching way more true crime.
Love it.
On all of the platforms. And the other day I was searching on Amazon Prime, insert ad, please pay us for
give
some
us money. Bezos. Listen, give us some money.
I came across a 4-episode documentary series, and I actually had watched it in 2020 when we were all locked down at home, and I was all by myself living alone in a one-bedroom apartment in cold Minnesota, and now we're sweating in my Austin apartment.
Yep.
Look at how far we've come.
I'm
so proud of us.
We've done so well.
Yes, we really have. The documentary is about the most hideous clothing company you have ever seen.
What? Okay.
Granted, that's my opinion, but...
Said it like such fact.
It did sound factual. I mean, my opinion should be the fact.
It is true. True.
You want to guess what this clothing company is?
Wait, are we going to talk about Lululemon?
No.
Oh.
LuLaRoe. Very close. It was a pyramid scheme that targeted stay-at-home mothers and women. So LuLaRoe's leader, Deanne Brady, is our lawless lady for today. She's a Mormon woman who created a clothing line, LuLaRoe, and her husband, he is CEO of the company, Mark Stidham. And the reason I'm adding in that she is a Mormon is because I think some of the family things that are all tied together in the company is very common with like Mormon families and owning businesses. So that's why I wanted to call that out. More to come, a little foreshadowing.
We love a little foreshadow.
Yes. So you've heard of the company. Maybe you've seen it on Facebook.
My sister was a
Shut up. Woman. So was my cousin.
Yeah, it hit us all at home.
It really did.
It really
These pyramid schemes hit the average American human. Okay, so the clothing line LuLaRoe was founded in 2012. All of their clothing has like lots of patterns, bright colors.
Yeah. I still own
Yeah, I still have some LuLaRoe dresses. Oh my gosh.
I still get compliments on them all the time. I'll say that one. Yeah. The patterns, some of the patterns were pretty dope.
The material is really like that comfy, stretchy material. A lot of women teachers were wearing the clothes. They had tons of like holiday patterns back then when it first came out. Like, think Halloween leggings that a teacher could wear.
Little jack-o'-lantern pants.
Yeah, or Valentine's Day hearts for that the month of February. So they had themed clothes they could wear throughout the year. And I think it was advertised towards teachers as well. LuLaRoe actually started with Deanne selling a maxi skirt out of her home, out of her car. Like, that's where the start of the whole company was. And now it's a multi-level marketing company. A.K.A. a pyramid scheme.
A Ponzi scheme.
There's over 80,000 independent retailers, which are the women that sell the clothing.
Yeah, that are hoarding them all in their garage.
Just to define a pyramid scheme so we all know what it means, it's a fraudulent system of making money based on recruiting an ever-increasing number of investors. So the initial promoters recruit investors who in turn recruit more investors, and so on and so on. The scheme is called a pyramid because the person at the top, they're the ones that keep getting more and more below them, and it's in the shape of a pyramid. As the number of investors increase. So originally, the company LuLaRoe was really intended to create a community for women where they could support each other and really like lift each other up and they can have their own little business, but they're still part of like a larger team. And many of the mothers were boss bitch leaders in their communities, right? So they're like the Girl Scout leader or the field trip or PTA mom. They have all of these skills that they were able to then translate into sales. And they had these networks of people from like sporting activities that their kids were in. They could like go after the parents or school activities. There were like just tons of opportunities for them to get more people involved in the company, sell to them. And Facebook really made this all happen.
Oh, it's fucking Facebook's fault.
Yes. So let's just blame everything on social media. And most of all, these women were really underappreciated in their lives. They were mothers that were doing it all, right? Mm-hmm. And they were making all this money, had to do all the things at home. Their kids and their husbands weren't appreciating them. Mm. So this created this kind of environment for these crimes to really occur in. So how LuLaRoe works is they're a women's clothing company where you sell through direct sales. And so what that means is a woman will recruit additional women, which they call fashion consultants.
Oh, fancy.
So fancy, right?
It's a professional title right
right? I mean, it's all about how you spin it. Keep that in mind for your resumes, y'all.
Right? Exactly.
But you had to have $5,000 to even join the company. Okay. That was to buy the clothing.
Right there, right there. This is a great red flag.
Red flag.
Indicator. If you have to spend money to get a job.
Yes. That's a red flag. Yes.
Yeah, that's not a, no.
There's so many companies like that. Like, I used to drink the Herbalife smoothies, and that was definitely same vibe, you know? Getting more people to join. Then people are given bonuses when people below them that they bring in, they order more inventory. The more money you make is because you're recruiting more people and they're buying more inventory. And that's where you really get your money. There was tons of growth, like tons of women were really joining this, and there was more scrutiny on the company. The bigger you get, the more people are aware, and and people started accusing LuLaRoe of being a pyramid scheme, which it is.
Turns out.
And to counteract that, in 2017, LuLaRoe changed their bonus structures. This was to make it so that people weren't making these huge bonuses off of more people buying inventory, and instead, they were making their money off of the sales of the actual items.
Right, because if you're like on the top and you have all these people below you spending $5,000 each just to get their like inventory or their stock, then you at the top of the pyramid getting a bonus for each time that happens, you're going to be like really pressuring people to get more and more things.
Exactly. Yeah, and so when this policy changed, incomes cut in half.
Oh, they
were making so much and then went to nothing. And there were videos from people like Deanne's son. Her kids all had really high levels in the company. Mm-hmm. And there was literally a video of her son saying, hey, we're getting scrutinized and we need to move away from being a pyramid scheme.
He just, he's kind of dumb, isn't he?
Maybe.
Oh, no.
There are recordings of these videos that people still have of this happening. What LuLaRoe tried to do is incentivize people to sell the product versus the pyramid scheme side of things in the recruitment.
Yeah, so they changed to do what they were supposed to do in the first place, which was sell the
100%. Okay. LuLaRoe grew so rapidly that they had to start mass producing their clothing items because there was so much need. But then when you mass produce, the quality of the clothing tends to decrease. Mm-hmm. And it rapidly decreased with them. The patterns started having like weird placement, like a bee going into your vagina. And you know, leggings were torn.
There's a market for that.
I want to see you wearing some pants like that. Or a flower, like, right on the vagina.
Aw, what if it's, like, a chick named Honey?
I mean, good for Honey. Is she a stripper?
She was a really good dance teacher in the early 2000s.
That was your teacher?
No, it was Jessica Alba playing Honey in the film in the early
2000s. Oh, Jessica Alba. I did go on a date, and that was the first time I got flowers on a date was to go to the movie Honey.
With Jessica. Oh, okay. I was like, was it the date with Jessica Alba? Because that's amazing, Jenna. And I can't believe you've kept that from me for so long.
I did not date Jessica Alba.
Oh, that's sweet. But what are you supposed really to do sweet. With a bouquet of flowers through a whole movie?
Thank you. I literally was like, what do I do with this?
I love it. Okay. Thought that counts.
Thought that counts. Sweet man. Back to they're growing rapidly, mass producing, weird stuff. Is showing up the quality. There's ripped leggings when they get them.
Oh dear.
And so this frustrated people, and people stopped buying, right? And so then,
because if I remember correctly, they weren't cheap.
And so if it's torn before you even get it, you're like, come on, right?
Yeah.
The people that are selling it have to deal with that stuff one-on-one with the customers, and they're the ones that are really taking the hit on these products being shit. Up to the quality. Because of all of this, recruitment was on the decline, right? LuLaRoe decided to implement a return policy, and it was 100% buyback policy for anyone that wanted to get out of LuLaRoe, and then they would give them a check 100% of the wholesale cost.
Wow. Okay.
So if you can't sell it, no issue. And this led to a great exodus. Oh. And so many fashion consultants left LuLaRoe, and they took advantage of the opportunity to actually leave the company. LuLaRoe paid over $100 million in product returns during this time frame. It was just a few months.
What? $100 million?
Yes. A few months after that began, then... In September 13th, 2017, there was no notice. All of a sudden, they were like, we removed it. 100% buyback.
And then they took it away.
They took it away because of this mass exodus, and they had no money, right? They're giving out all these checks. So you have to have a lot of liquidity of your money to be able to pay all this money out. They changed it. So everything had to be in the original packaging, and there were extremely strict rules on what products could be returned. So people were... pissed.
Yeah.
Thing about it is when they offered this buyback program, they're like, it'll never go away. This is a life thing.
Oh, that's fraud.
Yes. And so then they took it away. And so I came across so many stories across Facebook, websites, articles, this documentary that I watched where LuLaRoe fashion consultants are dealing with some significant struggles. Mm. Since 2016, so that's 7 years ago, over 100 LuLaRoe retailers have filed for bankruptcy. Like, that's huge.
Oh, my God.
You are an employee of our company, and you have to file for bankruptcy. Like, that's just insane.
Oh, no.
And there was a woman that, before the 2017 change in the bonus structure, she was making $300,000 in annual bonuses. And $18,000 in sales.
Wait, what?
It's clearly a pyramid scheme, because her... sales were only 6% of her whole bonus.
Yeah.
And that's like reverse structure that you had. And there is a husband and wife get this big fat check. It's $1.4 million at one of these extravagant sales meetings that LuLaRoe would host. God. It was said that this was their hard work that like achieved this. They questioned Deanne, like, was it sales that got them that big check, or was it recruitment? And Deanne said, you know, it was sales. The woman hosted 16 parties a week where she was selling the stuff. Oh. And the company does not track sales. And I'm like, how does a retail company not track sales? That is
a crazy business model. Right?
That is wrong, right? That's not, like, that's not true. She's just lying in this case of this document.
And also, if you don't track sales, then how are you to say that the check came from their sales?
100%. All fishy stuff. And they still think that they're doing all these great things, whatever. And there was also a woman saying that she was 2 months behind on her mortgage, and she has all this inventory. It can be returned due to the removal of the buyback program.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this woman, Stella. She had over $20,000 worth of inventory. She had a miscarriage, all these things going in her life.
Stella.
It was turned upside down. And she ended up actually settling with LuLaRoe, but she can't say how much she settled for. Oh, but okay. At least she ended up being able to settle. But there's so many women that aren't able to settle and that weren't able to do that. There's video, audio recordings and documents that were distributed to employees over the past 10 years that this company has been open. A lot of these documents were about the buyback program never going away. Mm. And so now there's a class action lawsuit for this because so many people were desperate and they had no other place to go. So many lawsuits against LuLaRoe. There's defective legging lawsuits, copyright infringement of their patterns. Oh. They literally were telling designers they could take a piece of someone else's art and change it 20% so they wouldn't get sued.
Oh my God. Isn't they were just stealing from artists.
Yes. Too? Fuck. Yes. And some of the designers, they had such insane demand of how many designs they had to produce because LuLaRoe would retire a pattern to like influence all these people to want to buy it. Yeah. It's just like the Beanie Babies. It's just like that, retiring all that shit. And then they would have to create all these new designs. The demand was so high. They just couldn't push out enough designs. Mm-hmm. So then a lot of the designers just started stealing the whole design from other people.
My God.
Just to meet the demand that they had.
Is just Deanne just living in her castle on top of a hill through all this?
Living lavishly. Deanne and her husband Mark, they're living this lavish life. Mark's part of this club called the Ghost Squadron. They're like this fancy Swedish car club.
The Ghost Squadron.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but
lame.
Yeah, right?
Sorry.
So they drive their fancy Swedish cars.
Are the Swedes known for their cars?
I don't know. I was very interested with that.
Anyone out there who knows anything about cars? German? Yes.
Yes. Are Volvos Swedish?
Huh.
Or is that German? I don't know. I think Volvos are Swedish and they like bring you over and then like you can buy the car there and they like it's a big fancy ordeal and then I think they send it over on a boat back to you or something.
Okay, but if we're only guessing, like we only have one potential car that's Swedish, maybe.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
So, okay.
Maybe there's like luxury cars that we don't know about.
That's also
luxury,
possible.
Right?
Yeah.
These are bougie cars. We've probably never even heard of them. They're not driving a Toyota Camry.
That's probably why we're not hearing of them. It's like all these super rich people doing super rich things. And we're just like, what?
And then there's us driving our shitty little cars. But anyway, so at this club, Mark ends up meeting this guy, Daniel King. And King owns My Dryer, which is a supplier of clothing. Mark and Daniel and Deanne, they were all really close friends. Daniel started supplying for LuLaRoe, and it got to a point where Mark and Deanne kept placing orders with My Dryer, but they weren't paying them, and they couldn't pay them.
Of course.
And they knew they couldn't pay them, and it caused a huge rift. Guess how much money LuLaRoe owes My Dryer?
Oh, God. I mean, if they're paying $100 million out in it's got to be close to like a billion.
Oh, it's only $49 million.
Oh,
but still, that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
How long were they like producing for them?
I don't know the exact years. But I mean, $50 million is a lot of money to owe another company. The funny thing is LuLaRoe then countersued them.
Stop it.
Yeah. So due to all these like legal battles, LuLaRoe ended up creating a bunch of sub LLCs.
Oh my God. They're doing everything wrong.
Yes. Right? So they have 17 that were set up in December 2017. Like, that is insane.
I'm sorry. Isn't this illegal? Like, this is what I don't understand about how business people are able to get away with shit like this. Like, this seems pretty fucking illegal.
Yes.
And, like, pretty just...
But here's the thing that you have to look at. If there's, like, people in finance that are doing whatever these sketchy things are, they all report up to Mark and Deanne. Mm-hmm. That's their boss. And so if you don't do it, they'll probably fire you, right? Yeah. And so those are the things you have to factor in. But also, where are the checks and balances?
That's what I'm talking about. Isn't the government supposed to be, like, doing something.
Yeah, but there's anything. There's not enough people checking all this stuff.
Huh. Well, shout out for government jobs out there if anybody wants just maybe, I don't know, help.
Yes.
That would be great.
In 2018, LuLaRoe was facing 20 lawsuits.
Holy shit.
And guess what they did at their sales meeting that year?
They still had a sales meeting?
Oh, yeah. They got to get everyone riled up. Yes. You got to do the rah-rah.
They're still just, like, operating like nothing's happening.
Yep, exactly. Wow. And so they paid for Kelly Clarkson to perform. I'm sure she's not cheap, right?
Yeah. Did they actually pay her?
Yeah, right? Who knows? Kelly, let us know. Yeah, did they pay you? But you know what song I bet she sang to them? What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. You know that Stronger song for all those people that are bankrupt?
No.
Just kidding. I don't know if she actually sang that song, but I think it would be funny.
That would be funny. And I would imagine yes.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so that was 2018. So now January 2019, the state of Washington brought a suit against LuLaRoe, stating that the company tricked people into joining a pyramid scheme.
Yeah.
And, I mean, hello. Yeah, that's exactly what they did.
Sounds about right.
So, civil lawsuit violating Washington state law. And the primary way that people have success in the company is by recruiting. It's not by sales. So, Deanne was deposed as the president, Mark as the CEO. And the videos of the deposition are insane. Deanne is president, and she denies knowing any of these issues were happening.
Oh,
and she was like, oh, I was unaware. It was Mark or the people below me, like blaming everyone else. And I'm like, that's
what we love
insane,
to see. A
right?
lack of accountability.
Yes.
It's what everyone's after. Yeah.
Exactly. And she was like, oh, I didn't know about the buyback program being removed. Like all this stuff. These big initiatives.
Yeah.
I work in corporate America. Your leadership absolutely knows about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
No doubt.
So February 2021, they had settled with the Washington state. $4.75 million. Add it to all this
just
money they owe
it
people,
to the tab.
Right?
Oh my God.
And LuLaRoe denies any wrongdoing. They had to end up changing the refund policy again.
Yeah.
Because of this lawsuit. At least one good thing happened. Some money and the refund policy had to come back.
Okay. Yeah, but like, even if people use that new refund policy, would they even get the payout? Because
that's the thing.
LuLaRoe is...
Even if you have the policy, doesn't mean that you're actually...
going to honor it. Yeah.
Exactly. And especially with the wrongdoing, they're like, we didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, they're pretty blatant about just doing all of the skeeziest business moves.
And these, like, the depositions and this documentary that interviewed them, they are so happy and think everything's going so well. It's just so...
Delusional,
right? Like, just craziness. So not only is LuLaRoe dealing with lawsuits around being a pyramid scheme, not paying their suppliers, the defective clothing, they also have a manipulative culture.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Add
so,
a little cherry on top.
Exactly. So remember, it started to help women feel empowered, and it turned into a really toxic culture that caused tons of emotional damage for many of their employees. Mm. And when someone would leave LuLaRoe, employees weren't allowed to talk to them anymore. You just had to cut them off.
What? And when you say employees, are you including the fashionistas?
Yeah, these are the fashionistas. So you're part of a team, right?
Yeah.
So whoever recruits you in, you're on their team.
Gotcha.
And so those teams then were told, you can't talk to that person. They left.
Wait. What?
Yes.
You're not even an actual employee of the company.
Yeah, you're like an independent
contractor.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're telling me that Deanne was like, you can't sit with us.
Yeah.
Like, that's because
such mean girls,
it's
right?
It's terrible too because they recruited from their social circles.
Yes, and their communities.
These moms.
Yeah.
Recruited from other moms, and now they have to be shunned.
Yes.
Because they want to leave a fraudulent. Wow. That is
insane.
Wow.
They had this like happiness policy where dreams are achieved, lives are blessed.
But only if you shut your mouth and do what we say.
Yes, exactly.
And don't complain and never leave.
Yes. Like, and I mean, Deanne and Mark threw their own son under the bus because of those videos where he was stating, you know, we're trying to be less of a pyramid scheme. Deanne said, all the money we've made is by wholesale supplier. And she denied it. She's just deny. My son didn't know what he was talking about. There is an emphasis for fashion consultants to write down as many people as possible that they knew that could potentially join and be a seller. And their whole model was built on team building. You get to take charge of your life.
Wow.
And how different it actually was in reality. There are a few things that need to happen in a company to ensure that it's not a pyramid scheme. There has to be some form of a buyback policy. Mm-hmm. There has to be a 70% rule, which means salespeople can only buy more inventory after selling 70% of their current supply. Again, so you don't get in these ruts of having all this product and no one to sell to.
Yeah.
And then lastly, sales must go to at least 10 different customers instead of other reps or distributors.
Okay, got you.
And so that would mean I would have to sell my product to customers rather than selling it to another person that's then going to sell to customers.
Right, like in your pyramid.
Exactly.
You can't sell to your minions.
Yeah. And so as of today, LuLaRoe is still in business.
Wait, how though?
Yes. It has all these lawsuits, but it's not enough that they've shut down the company. It's just pay the fines, you have to change your policies. And I was literally looking at their website the other day, and they did slash the cost to, like, join. It's down 90% from that.
So instead of $5,000,
whatever, it's 90%.
$500.
Yes.
Like, oh my God.
And so Deanne says there's still a huge opportunity to sell clothing, and their only issue was they grew too fast.
Oh my God, shut the fuck up, Deanne. That is not your only issue.
And she's like this blonde, big-haired white woman with blue eyes, you know? She's all done up all the time.
That is not surprising. Of all points in the story, that one is not surprising at all.
No, she's taking advantage, you know? Part of the documentary, they said, when one pyramid scheme ends, a new one begins. So will you be the next one to start a pyramid scheme?
Maybe. We've got some good pointers here.
Or maybe this is just making more people aware, hopefully, of the pyramid schemes. I feel like when you are in high school, you should have a course.
There should be a course.
These are all the ways to do your taxes, how to avoid a pyramid scheme, this, that.
Yeah.
The making money fast, it just doesn't work out because it's not legal to make that much money that fast.
The only way to make money really fast is by committing crimes or being terrible or already having enough money to be able to make more money by buying other businesses.
Yes, like, for sure. Or investing. You can make money.
Us normies who are just in a pretty middle-of-the-road socioeconomic status and below. Like, no. If somebody comes up to you and says, hey, would you like to turn $5,000 into $10,000?
Absolutely.
Say no immediately. Because that's not for us.
No.
That's not for us.
Mm-mm, no.
No.
Mm-mm. Nope, definitely not.
So there's these lawsuits. And if she keeps going, she's surely going to be committing more.
Yeah, like, I mean, exactly.
But there's no like jail time.
It sounds like she's still living in her mansion.
Sounds like late post-capitalism nightmare to me.
I mean, these CEOs are just making all this money and they're literally doing nothing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're doing some things. Yeah. Illegal things.
They're doing all the illegal things. Oh, that makes my blood boil.
It really does. They had these consultants all over the U.S. selling, right? And so a lot of their stuff was over Zoom or videos. And so people have screen recordings and actual information that they can then share about how these awful practices. But it's just like that toxic culture. It's so sad because I think when a lot of women started, they were really excited to have this community of women. And I know when you find your people, it just is like they all had similar interests and they were all just like living this great life and making money and killing it as a business owner while also being a mom.
Yeah.
And a lot of the stories of the moms, they would put their kids a lot on the back burner because it was like this thing inside of them that got sparked. And they're like, gotta sell more, gotta sell more. And they're getting these videos from the teams and the leaders saying, you gotta sell more.
Yeah.
And so a couple of the moms were like, I quit and I got back to my family. And it's so insane where it started and where it is today.
Yeah. I mean, I remember my sister had a full-on box room filled with LuLaRoe, three racks of different trousers and pants. And at the time, like, she chose to do LuLaRoe because my nephew had just been diagnosed with cancer. So he was in and out of the hospital and she couldn't get, you know, a regular job. Yeah. So this was really a great opportunity for her.
Exactly.
I remember her feeling so pressured to buy more and to get more things from her upper rung person, whoever was above her.
Yeah.
And she even recruited people and did the whole like shebang. And I think that she was one of the ones that was able to send it all back and get
the
refund.
She got the buyback. Good.
I'm hoping, but I remember she was so stressed with money because like we had all these, you know, all the medical procedures that her son needed were very expensive. And then she had to keep buying product to sell, even though she had rooms and rooms and rooms of it because you needed the new patterns.
Because everyone wanted the new stuff. They didn't want your old inventory.
Yep.
And it created this cycle of wanting to buy the new stuff as well. So you have the best so you can make more sales.
Yeah.
But also, what do you do with all this old inventory that no one wants? You have to clearance it.
Yep. She used to just have to clearance it. And it's not only like purchasing of the inventory either. The things that these women would purchase, like my sister, for example, needed to purchase stage lighting and like a setup because you would take photos of them and you'd post it on Facebook.
Yes.
And the better quality your photo was, the more traction it would have.
Of course.
So she would have to get like, she had backdrops of different colors, like all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
I'm so glad that I picked this company and this woman, and you have a personal connection to it. Yeah, like, how random.
I really hope that Deanne and her fuckface husband really get what's coming to them because
they really should. All of the stories, like, there's literally a Facebook group just about all these women's stories. Mm. And I'm sure, like, some families too, the husbands got involved or men were doing it too. But it was like a joint thing because they were seeing all this money that they were getting in and then buying the next house, you know?
Yeah.
And it was all get the luxury things. It was a lifestyle, right? And so it was like the pressure of seeing all these millions of dollars and also the pressure to keep up with everyone else. That's, oh, this person just bought this like fancy new Mercedes, this mansion. I want to be there, right? It created this toxic environment for sales. Let us know if any of you are still buying LuLaRoe.
Yeah, don't buy LuLaRoe. Whatever you do, just don't feed into it.
Yeah.
And tell whoever you know that is still working with LuLaRoe to get the fuck out. I wonder how many people they lost after the documentary came out.
Probably. Good so chunk. Many. And the funny thing about the documentary is Deanne was talking all about her company. She thought it was going to be a positive documentary about her and her company and the delusion that she had to think that it would be such a positive story about her coming from making a dress out of her car to this multi-million dollar company.
I mean, on paper,
yeah, it looks great.
But
this tiny little woman, meek little woman, working her way up.
I'm just a gal in a maxi dress.
Yeah.
Ready to take over the world. Fraudulently, though.
One hideous pattern at a time.
Exactly.
I still will stand
one
by my
counterfeit pattern at a time. My God, Jenna, thank you so much for telling us that story. That was amazing.
Yes.
And yeah, no more LuLaRoe. No.
No pyramid schemes for us.
No. No thanks. No thank you. Unless I could be at the top.
Yes. Okay. Okay. We'll start one.
No.
And we'll invite all of Jenna, our listeners.
No.
Lawless ladies.
No, Jenna.
The pyramid scheme.
Jenna, no.
Okay. I'll stop.
Only join us if you want to, and you won't have to pay us any. Well, actually, if you wanted to give us money.
Yeah, we'll take anyone's money.
But it's not a requirement.
No, it'll just help us get out of
this closet.
Recording in a closet and in a studio.
Yeah, a closet in 107 degree heat in Austin summers.
As I'm dripping sweat in this room.
It's fine. We just a little pat. We should get some branded brow wipers. Just handkerchiefs.
Since we're both fire signs and we're always hot,
yep.
We need to start selling some products.
Oh, some fans. Lawless Lady fans would actually be so cute.
Oh, my gosh. Done.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned for our merch.
Oh, God, I hate when people do merch. I just want the fan. Do we have to make it for everyone else? I just want it for
us. We'll just make it for ourselves.
If you really want one, we'll think about it.
Shoot us a DM and we'll evaluate the sitch.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you, Jenna.
Yeah, thank you. And good luck, listeners. We hope you don't get into a pyramid scheme or Ponzi scheme.
Pyramid scheme.
Just do a little research before you enter into any of these situations.